Viter in Shastri, Mesechus Vodazar, Daf Lamed, pick it up at the top of the page, second line, Tana Rabba, Yain Mevushal, in Va'aluntish of Kachavim Asurin. These are things from a guy that are going to be Asur. Says Rashi, why would it be Asur every time Mevushal? Because we're talking about Shari Tchilas, yeah, and it started off as regular wine, and then he cooked it, so we're worried maybe it's used to Nisach. And what's Aluntish, we're going to see momentarily what that is. Point is that it's a wine mixture, and that's going to be Asur to come from a guy. Aluntish, Kibriyasa, Materis. But if you got it when it was Kibriyasa, meaning that was already ready made. Rashi says that the guy didn't get his hand on it when it was regular wine and then he made it, right? Ella lacha suya miyadizoy, took it already made from a Jew. Then mutar's banad, the sulo manasach, he's not going to do his with it. What is aluntis? Can the time to buy Sigabi Shabbos? Osin inomlin, vein osin aluntis. You're allowed to make inomlin. That's just Bishabas, you're allowed to make this type of thing in order to drink. But you're not allowed to make aluntis. It says, Rashi, what is it? It's for a refuah. Litzani, in order to cool off the body, kishiotin v'esach amerechatz, because before you come out of the bath, that's what we're going to explain. Cool down the body. Vezi, inomlin, vezi, and luntis. What are these things? Inomlin, yain dvasha pilplin. It's like a drink, a spice drink of wine, honey, and pepper. Inluntis, yain yashin, umayim slun v'arsaman. It's wine, old wine that's mixed with clear water and balsam oil. Says Rashi, that it was pulled out of the well and you left it for a day or two in order to become very clear, and then they go and they would sift it out. Right, Dovti Lebe Masusa, it's done for the bathhouse, and people to cool off when they come out. Like Rashi said earlier. Okay, and then the event that's going to be the type of thing that's going to be aser unless it's already ready by a Jew. Rabbi Rav Yosef, Tami Tavar, both of them said, Yain Mazug, diluted wine, Ein Bo Mishum Giloy, there's no issue of Giloy. What is Giloy? Giloy is when you have revealed or uncovered drink that were words that a snake maybe came and drank from it and then left some of its poison there, and therefore it's aser because it's a sakana. Yain Mazug, Ein Bo Mishum Giloy. If it's, but it's diluted wine, so it's a straight up wine, snakes like straight up wine, but if it's diluted wine, then you don't have to worry about it. Yain mavushal emel mishum nisach, cooked wine, you have to worry about any nisach, like they have some sort of avodas are done with it, because they don't do it with cooked wine, only with raw wine. Yain mavushal yesh mishum giloy, or emel mishum giloy. Is yain mavushal, what about cooked wine, right? Is that, which is a process which is done to the wine, does that have, is there an issue of giloy or not? Or emel mishum giloy. Tashima, hey, Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, al yain mavushal, she'ein bo mishum giloy. He said there's no problem of it being uncovered, not where the snake's going to drink from. Rabbi Yanai bar Yishmael Chalosh, he got sick. All the Gabi, Rabbi Yishmael ben Zirud, Rabbanon Shiuli Bey, Rabbi Yishmael ben Zirud and the Rabbanon came to visit him. Yasu called me Bailu, and while they were there, they came and they asked the following question, Yain Mavushu, Yesh Mishim Giloi, all Ein Mishim Giloi. Right, we just said a minute, that Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi said that Ein Bo Mishim Giloi, now he's, and they ask him over here, what's the din? Amalu Rabbi Yishmael ben Zirud, he says back, Hachim Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Mishum Gav Rabbi, says in the name of a chashva person, Umanu, Rav Chia, Yain Mavushal, Ein Bo Mishum Giloi, so everything's consistent, there's no issue of Giloi. Armu Lei, says Seraktum, Nisnoch, can we be so mech on what you're saying over here? Right? Is he paskining this way, or is he just speaking it out like it makes sense? Machfilu Rav Yane Rabbar Yishmael, so he made like a little motion, and alive al savarai, like on me, you know, alai. You can rely on me, and it's on my neck, and there's no issue over here. Yes, you can pass it this way. Shmuel, so that's by Yayin Mavushal. Shmuel, the Avle Tavayasvi. Avle Trashes Ovikuchavim Haya, he was an Avodazarinik, and he's sitting with Shmuel. I see the Kamer Chamram Mavashli, brought in front of him cooked wine, Mashchi Lide, and Avle, he pulled his hand back. Rashi says, Avle is Mashchi Avle, Lide, Shlo Yigabo, Vyasen, he didn't want to touch him, make it also for his friend Shmuel. Amale Shmuel says, no, Ari Amu Yayin Mavushal, Imbum Shumay Nesar, because the promise of the Nesar. Rashi says, Vashamina Mehacha, Taf Bishti, to that even drinking would be okay. Next story time, Amsid Rabbi Chia, the maid of Rabbi Chia, Igaluye Laha Hu Chamra Mivashla, had some cooked wine that became uncovered. That's the Kamid Rabbi Chia, so she came from Rabbi Chia to figure out whether it was okay to drink. No, there's no problem of Gilay with it, right? Don't worry about it, you can drink from it. So we talked about Mavushal. What about Yayin that was mazug, right, that was diluted. So what happened was he had diluted wine that became uncovered, and he wanted to know if he's able to go and drink from it. Amalei says to him, Hari Amu Yain Mazug Aimu Mishum Gila. He said that diluted wine, you have to worry about it. It's not dangerous. Amra Papalom Ella the Mizik Tuva. It's only if it's diluted. Well, there's enough water now. But Mazig Velo Mazig Shasi. But if it was like chetzi chetzi, like a little bit but not done properly, then the snake is not going to drink from it. Rashi says, mazug v'lo mazug, shein bo mayim ahar be'i shos ha'nachosh, then the snake is going to go drink, and therefore it's going to be aser. Mazug v'lo mazug mishasi, really, if it's partially diluted, you're going to drink from it. But Rabbi Rav Huna, ha'va ka'azil ba'arba, one time he was traveling on a boat, and v'avnakit chamer, but he had wine with him. V'chazel hu chivna, Chivya, the Tsarivasi, he saw that there was a snake that was coming on its way, that was flying towards there to drink this wine. Rashi says, Mavaka b'mayim, it's Uba, Kimo Bikua, Kimo Dimitri Ziki, Likaman. Anyway, it was coming through the water to go and get the wine. Amalei Shami, he said to his shamas, quick, Same Eni Didain, blind its eyes. Rashi says, Heralo Nachosh Davar, she Yakuts Biyain, Zev, Yashuv, do something to the wine that the snake would be disgusted by and leave it. Shakal Kali Maya, so he took a little bit of water. And Rashi says, Ma'at Mayim, and Shadabai, he threw the water into it, into the wine, a little bit, not really so diluted, Vesala Chari, and then it backed off. So you see over here, even if it's a little bit diluted, it's not going to drink from it, so you shouldn't be worried. So why are you saying only if it's very diluted? And for the Gemara, no, Achaya Masar Nafshe. If it's Yayin Chai, right, then it's going to be Moser Nefesh. Rashi says, Lamos above a Shosalein Kol, drink right in front of everyone, because it's so just delicious. That wine looks so good. But Amziga, but if you throw a little water in there, then he's not going to risk his life for it. Right? Lomas and Nafshi, he's not going to do it in front of you. But if he sees there's no people around, Titaka will drink from it, even though it's not completely and totally, you know, diluted properly. So even that would be a problem. Says Gemara, if I'm a Zigil, Lomas and Nafshi, really? It's not going to risk its life for a little, for diluted? Vahar Rabbi Yane, have a Bey Achborei. Rabbi Yane was by Bey Achborei, Rashi says, Zamakom. From Alei Bar Hedya Hava Barachoisim says Barhedya and Hava Yasve Vahavu Kashasi Chamra Maziga. They were drinking diluted wine. Pash Lahu Chamra Be Kuba. They left with wine that was left in the Kuba. Rashi says Kuba Laz Kuba, spelled a little differently, but within the barrel. Vitsaruni Befrunkat. So they tied the barrel with some cloth. Rashi says Kisu shall beg it, Kashal Apin. They covered over with cloth. The Chazilahu Chivya and Raviana Barhadi saw that there was a snake, the Shakal Maya of Rama Vakuba, that he was taking water and throwing it on the barrel, Adamla Kuba, until the barrel was filled with water, Vasal Khamari Lave, Punka Vishase, and the wine came over the cloth and the snake was able to go and drink from it. What do you see? Come to Chais, we see that the snake is going to drink diluted wine even when people are right there. So Amri saying, the Mazig Ihu Shasi, wine that the snake itself, you know, if it goes and dilutes by throwing water into it, it's going to drink. The Mazig Echmini Lo Shisi, but other people did it and they won't drink from it. Rav Ashidu comes against this entire discussion over here. Amri Rav Ashidu, Vitam Rav Misharshia, Peruka Lesakanta. Well, are you giving all different answers and terutzim for danger? Rashi says, "Beruga l'sakanta l'davar sheish po sakana atabala taritz v'lister rayos shonim avien." You're going to go and you say, "No, they do drink from diluted wine. They don't drink from diluted wine. From a little bit diluted, a lot diluted. Vano nismachani shinoi delesu elavade lo shnahachi l'shnahachi aser." This is sakana. When it's sakana, you don't mess. Don't start with over here. Say, like, I can't drink from it. I can't drink from it. Get away from this stuff. We don't drink from this stuff. If it's diluted wine, there is an issue. Certainly, if it's not diluted. But even if it's diluted, there's an issue of gilai. And there is also an issue of yain nesach, which is diluted. But if it's mevushal wine, then you don't have a problem with either one of these things when it comes to cooked wine. Shamed Rav Chilkia Bar Tove, story time, Shamed Rav Chilkia Bar Tove, Rav Chilkia Bar Tove's servant, Igloya, he kista d'maya, he had a kista of water that became uncovered. Rashi says, Shem Midas Yayin, Shebi'ir, it's a type of measurement, Bahava Noyim Gaba, and he was sleeping right next to it, he dozed off next to it, Asalagabe, Rav Chilkia Bar Tove, so he came to his mastah. And he said, are you allowed to go? Can I use this, you know, this stuff or not? Or maybe a snake came. Amalei, he says to him, Hari amru emas yesh yashin aleim. We see they said that the fear of sleep is upon them. Rashi says, Adam yashin ala nachash. V'lo masa nafshe mishum maya v'yu hava nayim agabayu. And he was sleeping next to it. Right? So we say that you don't have to be worried about it because the snake is going to be scared and it's gonna move away. This is with your mama. That's during the daytime. But not in the nighttime because they're going to come even during the night, even if you're sleeping, because they know you're not going to wake up. Below, he's done the Gemara. It's not really true. It doesn't matter during the day or the night. Amos, Yashin, Aleim, Lo, Amrina. We do not say that the fear of you sleeping is that fear of a sleeping person is upon them. That's scared of someone sleeping. Therefore, if it's Megulin and you leave it there, even during the day, even if you're sleeping by it, it's going to be a sore to go and to drink from him. Rav lo shasi mi be'arama. Rav would not drink from a house of a arama, from an Aramean. Amar lo zahir b'gilo, he said, because they're not careful about gilo, about uncovered liquids. Mi be'aramalta shasi. He would drink, though, from a aramalta. That's a widow. We're talking about yid over here. Rashi says, Yisrael shasi. Mi be'aramalta Yisrael shasi. V'afagav de lo b'ki b'ilchos gilo. Even though they're not b'ki when it comes to him. Because he said that she holds on to the habits of her husband. Women will go and follow that which the husbands did, and he knows that her husband used to do such a thing, and therefore she's also careful for that as well. He said, no, he wouldn't drink from the house of a widow, because Amar Lay. Amar Lesla Aimsa the Gavra, she doesn't have the fear of her husband upon her because he's not here, he's dead. Philomachasi Maya, therefore she's not covering up the water, will be Aramah, she'll see would drink the water from Aramah from the Aramean, the opposite. Nida Giluya lo kapti, because even though they're not careful about uncovered liquid, Aminakrusa Mia kapti, but they are very careful about cleanliness. So I says I'm in the curious as Nikayun Kapti, Umachasin Amarim, slow people by themselves didn't want nothing. They're very finicky, very careful keeping things clean, therefore they would drink from it. That's not tafka with the snake. That's what they're not nervous about, but they want to make sure things stay clean so they keep things covered. They don't want dirt going in there. Ikadami. Some say Rav lo shasi mayim bi aramah. Rav would not drink from the aramah's house. That's what the first version said as well. The Rav wouldn't drink from the aramah's house. Avu bi aramalta shasi would drink from the widow's house because the husband used to do it. Shmuel, though, is a different opinion according to this version. Shmuel lo shasi mayim wouldn't drink water at all. Lo mi bi aramah, lo mi bi aramalta wouldn't drink from either one of these situations. Amar Rav Yoshua ben Levi shalosh yeinos hein. There are three different types of wine. Ve'im b'mishum giloy that do not fall into the category of giloy. We're not worried about it being uncovered. Ve'elohein, these are them. Chad Mar musuk. Chad is sharp wine. Mar is bitter wine. Musuk is sweet wine. Chad is tila harifa de mitzare zike. Tila harifa, which has which bursts containers. It's so strong that it would make it explode. Rashi says tila harifa is min yain chazak ve'ein taim otov. Musuk is not good and sweet. Elakachom, it's like vinegar. Because of how strong it is, snakes don't go out, they're not going to drink from it. Mar, bitter wine, is yarnica. Yarnica, which is a, Rashi says, ra umar, it's bad and bitter. And musuk, sweet, is talking about chulia, which is a type of wine, Rashi says, machmas hashemesh b'toch ha'anavim v'shuv eino hagun. It's made from grapes, it gets sweetened by the sun, and once the grapes are so sweet, the wine is not good. So you have to be worrying about snakes drinking from them. I don't know that you should drink it either, but okay, the point is not because of the snakes, it's just maybe it's not good. Rav Chama masni liluya. Rav Chama taught them liluya. He says, no, they're good wine. Rashi says, lahanach gimel yenos, shinoi l'shalahen l'shevach. He said, these are actually very good. Chad, the sharp wine, is, he said, is chamer opilplin. It's wine and peppers. And because of the pepper, that's why Rashi says, charif achmas pilplin. With some amanim and the because of the tapes they put into it, the different spices. Mar and bitter wine is afsintin, which is a very bitter type of wine. There's a lot of alcohol in it, made out of different types of herbs. Masok, when it talks about sweet wine, that's meybarg. Meybarg is it's a type of Persian. It's a word for something which is better. Rashi says, Mashka Meshubach. Barg, Loshen Pras, Meshubach. It's a Persian word for Meshubach. Kemo Susia, Bag b'chalik v'kul and ein nachal shuzman. All these snakes don't drink from. I just know for all my personal listeners out there that barg is the type of thing that's used for, like, when you talk about different types of meat, like type of steak, it's called barg. Maybe it's coming because, in fact, it's like really good. Anyway, Amar Shimon Lakish, karayena ein bal mishum geiloi. Don't you worry about that. Rashi says, talia, chalia masuk. And we're going to see right now. It says, my karayena, what is it? Amar Rabbi Avo, chamra chalia da'asi me'asya. It's sweet wine that comes from Asya. Amar Avo, b'mekomo yesh bo mishum gilay. But in its place, meaning in Asya, which is its place, they do have the issue of galoy. My time, how come? Chamar medinahu, because it's the wine of the land. And the snakes are used to that type of thing over there, and therefore they'll drink. Rashi says, b'nachosh megilim, but they're used to it, they're going to come to drink from it. Amar Rava, hay chamar de'akrim. Let's say you have wine that started to become spoiled. It started to become vinegar. Rashi says, hichmetz, lo chametz hagun. It's not complete there, but it's on its way. Until 3 days, they have the Isser of Mayim Galoi. Not Mayim of wine here, but it's Galoi, that Giloi, that snake will drink from it. And Yainesach, they'll still go ahead and they would use this for Avodah Zarah. Beep, turn the page. Long of the base. Mikave Elech, but from 3 days in, now one. There's no problem anymore. And what's then? Ain't no mishum giloy because it's gotten messed up so much sticks I can drink of it. But ain't no mishum yai nesach. You don't mishum yai nesach either. Unarda yomre. Ay, they say. I feel the buses tell Sayam even after 3 days. Chashim shem mishum giloy. You still have an issue of giloy. The snake would come and drink from it. My time or why? Because zimnan mikri yushasi. Sometimes it happens. The snakes will come along and they would drink such things. Like, you know, okay. Not the normal case, but they would maybe do it. But it doesn't say anything about the Ainesa. Probably they wouldn't do that. Tana Rabbana and Yayin Tosei Sein Bo Mishum Giloy. Rashi says that Yayin Tosei is Yayin Chadash Migiso. It's straight from the press. In other words, we're still in the process of fermenting. Yayin Tosei Sein Bo Mishum Giloy is no issue of Giloy, says Rashi. Achu Machmitz Lios Yayin Curly Tosei until it becomes wine. It's called Tosei. So there's no issue of uncovered. No snake's going to touch that. Vekamat sisaso. How much is it? To what point? Shlosha yomim. It takes 3 days, and then the snake would touch it. Hashachalayim ein bo mishum giloy. Water or wine that's mixed with cress is not going to be over the issue of it, like we said, of giloy. Ubnei gola nagu bahen iser, but people in the gola and the diaspora, they would aser it. They wouldn't drink from it. Lomanel de les buchala. And this, the people in the diaspora, that they would do that was only where there was no vinegar or Rashi says chala chometz vinegar in this mixture. Aval hispu chala migaribu. But if there was vinegar, then the snake wouldn't want it because it's gross to the snake. Rashi says a chometz mezgara benilcham bechikon shel nechashim in shoshim olimenu. It irritates them, so they wouldn't drink from it. Kutach HaBavli, this takes back to Psachim. Kutach HaBavli, ein bo mishum gilay, there's no issue of gilay. It says Rashi, it's chazaku, kechometz, it's like vinegar. Can refarish be'ilu ovrin, diyovu be'ipushe pas, like moldy bread, v'nisiyovi, dechalba, and like milk stuff. And yeah, pretty nasty. And well, it wasn't nasty, they would use it as a dip. But when they go, they would know Isser in it. Amar Benashe, I isbe nikure chashinan. If there has, even my kutach, if there has what looks like a snake bite in it, Rashi says, kamin mokum the shichas nach, you see like these holes over there, then they wouldn't eat from it. Amar Avchia Barashi, Amar Shmuel, may tif tif. Ein bo mishum gilay. If water is dripping, then there's no problem with gilay. Ashes kli shetachas chavish and mekabel yain and notiv. If the wine is dripping into a drip, 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 there's no problem. I was scared the snake drink from it. Amar Ravashi, v'hu da avi tif lahadi tif tif. That's only if the liquid falls drop after drop that they're not stopping and it keeps going. Rashi says metaf tif tadir v'hatipim rod for zechazu utchufos v'anachos shomei abrech. The nachos hears it and he runs away from it. He's scared of the sound. Amar Ravchia Barashi, Amar Shmuel. The mouth of the fig, then there's no problem of uncovered liquid. Rashi says, like when you take it off the branch, off the tree, then what happens, it has like a little bit of a slit over there that and that we're not worried over there. That the snakes that are come and eat from that different thing over there. Come on, who's that go? Like he high tana, it goes according to the following tana, time within the bracer, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ochel Adaman Novim Matina Balaila, person can eat grapes and figs at night. We're not worried about him. Shim Shanamar, Shomer Psayim Hashem. Hashem goes and protects the fools. Right? We're like simple people. Well, you don't have to worry that something happened over there. Amar of Safim Mishum Rabbi Yishua Deroma Shloshimini Erisin. There's three different types of venom. Shalbacher, Shokea, Shalbenini, Mifafea, Vishal Zakin Tsav. That is the young snake. The poison that goes to the bottom. Actually, the fish chazaku, it's very strong, the covered, and it's heavy. Vishokea, but Tokamashke Lakarkos Lekarke Iso, Shalkli, it goes to the bottom of the kli, it's thick. Shalbenini Mifafea, it goes and it floats, Rashi's being timed like in the middle. Not floats, but kind of like goes around in the middle. Shall tsaf, Vishal Zakin Tsaf, and if it's old, then it floats to the top. Lemir the comment the koshkheli, you want to say that the older the snake gets, the weaker it becomes. Well, time went in a brayza and like that. Shlosha kol zman she mazakinin gevura mitosefes. And there are three types of animals that when they get older, they become even stronger. Where do we see this Gemara? In Shabbos, Ayin Zayin, Oz. Good way to remember it. Elay, and these are them. Dag, Nachash, Chazir, the fish, the snake, and the pig. They get actually stronger, so I see them getting weaker. After the Gemara in the Chinami, they get stronger. You don't want to mess with them, they're strong. However, Koach, Osufeg, Ohu, the Kamosif, in the Chinami, they're strong to fight with, but Zire, Kalish, the venom becomes weaker. Rashi says, Eresh, Zire, it's Eresh, it's poison. Okay, the fact that you're going to say that the young snake, you know, the young one, it sinks to the bottom because it's so strong and heavy. Lamaisa, for what halacha is that? What do we learn from that? The time of the Tanabraisa. Chavish in this galaxy, you have a gila, a barrel that's left uncovered, so a snake maybe drank from it. Mimano Tisha Velomesu. You think, oh, nine people drank from it already, nothing out of them. They didn't die. Still, the 10th person shouldn't drink from it. She says, why? Sha'erish, okay, Lamata, V'yestay, we know it's because the stuff goes to the bottom, he'll drink from it and die. And that happens. Same thing, and that happened. The 10th one ate and died. Amar Yirmiyah, Zeh Shokea. This is a case of where it went to the bottom. The chain of a tiach, shenizgalsa, watermelon. That of a tiach, shenizgalsa, that melon that became uncovered. Says Rashi, Avatiach Melafafon Malon Belaz Vegasahi Ukishaposchen Osa Lechol Ktsas for Medes Megula. You open up to eat a little bit of it, and Megula Ochon Nachash Ben the snake drinks from the Hiraka Verisokeabat, and it's soft, so this poison like goes down in it. Hilchach Shamin and Mirav Safra Tuva Rishon Lo Yishte Shama Nachash Zakin. First, it didn't have it because maybe it was an old one and it's on the top. Shasa Sham. Vitzafa Eris Amaila. Emtsayim don't eat it because Shama Nachash Benini. Mfafea Shasu Tisha Lo Yishta Asir. If nine had done, the tenth shouldn't have either because Shama Bacharim is a heavy one to the bottom. Back in the ground. Chem Vitzisham was Kalaf. Apishes Achlum Meditisha Bene Adam Lo Mesu. Lochman Asiru. And Mysa Hoyav Achlum Meditisha Lo Mesu. Vachal Asiru Fames. Amarebi Zeo Shokea. And that was Shokea that the snake went to the bottom because it was a young strapping snake. Tana Rabbanon, Mayim Sinis Galo, water became revealed. Hari said, Lo Yish became Rishis Rabbin. Do not go and pour that in Rishis Rabbin. Rishis Shami Yavor Adam Yachib. Remember, a barefoot person will come by. They have a Yamada Eres, Bain, Kishrei, it's Basav, and the snake, the water is going to stay in between his toes. The Kim Shichis Ma'at, it goes a little bit over there. Vinoki Babas, there's a little bit of a hole there. Shuvin Lerifui, there's no way of saving him over there. Below. Yarbitz behenes abayis, and don't yarbitz means when you go Rashi the hashkif is offered, there's dirt that kind of like is going up. You want to settle the dirt. Va'avak shelo yalas shouldn't come up, so you spritz on it till the stuff goes down. Don't put that water on it. V'lo yigabel behen as a tit, and don't knead clay with it. Whoa. Because you want it going into your hands while you're kneading it. For lo yashke mehen lo behem tov lo behem it's chaver, and don't give to drink your animal or your friend's animal. For lo yichatz behem pun of the other animal. Don't wash your hands, your face, and your feet. Your face, your hands, and your feet. Achem amrim others say malkum shesh yesh sir to aser. Only puts in the body where there's like an opening over there. The water can get. Rashi says sedek. A crack. She'eris mis'akiv shem. It sits over there like a flap, a fold. Ve'inu nofa meher v'noki v'bas. It doesn't go away, and then it starts to penetrate the skin. Then makom she sirta. It's also ain't sirta mutter. But there's no sirta, then you're allowed to go and you're allowed to wash with those things. Acherim and the Tanakama says the Gemara. Acherim is the same as the Tanakama, right? Because in the Tanakama it says specifically the face, the hands, and the feet that have places that the water can go and collect over there. there are creases of the skin between the fingers and the toes, and also in the palms. So the face most certainly contains places where the water can go in, like the ears and the mouth. So what's the what exactly is the machlokas over here? Right? It says Rashi. The halpanim yadaragel yeshom psalchem b'skalchem k'mod bein etzva leetzva o'tokh ha'kafi yistakem b'ozen v'estafasayim. So right, the difference between them is gav hayad v'gav regel, the top of the hand and the top of the foot. The rumane da'ape and the cheekbones. Right, it's smooth in all those areas, and so Acherim would say that one can use Mayim Gulim to wash over there. Tanakama would ask you doing over there. Don't give to drink from your animal, from your friend's animal. What time was in a brisa? But he can give it to his own animal. So what's going on over here? And for the Gemara, Kitanyu, when that brisa says you're giving your own animal to Shunra, it's not about your cat. It says Rashi, the lo mazikle eris to Shunra, achile, it's not going to mess up a cat, the poison of a snake, because cats actually eat. They eat snakes. They eat them. So your friend's cat shouldn't have a problem. Right? That's why only your cat is allowed to feed it to. No, the chavre kachish, your friend's cat is going to become weak by it. Even though it doesn't kill it, it's going to make it weak. The deinami kachish, but his own cat is also going to get weak if he eats for it. No, hadar baria, it's going to get better afterwards. The chavrinami on the bar is going to get healthier also as well. Now, zimin the body lazuni, because sometimes his friend wants to go and sell the cat, amafsele mine is going to get, he's going to lose, have a loss because the person's going to come, the cat's going to be sick during that time, and therefore it's a problem. But if it's his own snake, his own cat, then he's allowed to go and deal with it whatever he wants because he knows when he wants to sell it and he'll understand not to give it at that point. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.